already in training camp, he's had some excellent throws, some much better than the spring. Now, there's been some things he's missed. He's had a couple turnovers and some bad throws at times, but overall, I'm really pleased at how he's been throwing the ball as a whole in training camp. It's been pretty good.
Can you sense that there are things even daily that he's picking up within the offense? What would that be?
Yeah, well, he's getting more comfortable, communication-wise mostly. Making sure we're on the same page with the receivers and the protection matches what we're doing downfield. Those are the things that he's gotten more comfortable doing. He communicates well. He's fast at it. You know, if you watch our practices, he's moving around quickly. He's getting the calls made to the right guys under a good time. So I like that part of it. He's not wasting a bunch of time at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's due to how much he's studied and prepared himself for training camp.
Do you, how do you think about it? Because he's not thrown to the same receiver as Eli is. He's not thrown against the same defender as Eli is. How do you measure that part of it?
Well, it's always the toughest part on the backup quarterback because they don't get as many reps for one. And then they're always interchanging different personnel. So they're a little bit of a disadvantage in terms of the timing with the receivers. And that's part of the deal. They've got to be able to adjust and adapt to that, making those changes, and they've got to get comfortable with everybody.
Is that part of the consistency you think you see play to play?
Yeah, I do. I think both lack of, he doesn't get as many reps as the ones. And then, like I said, there's guys changing in and out all the time. So part of that, some of the periods that we have, like a one-on-one period with the receivers, it's not as realistic for the quarterback. It's good. It's great work for the defensive backs, for the receivers. But in terms of the big picture with the quarterback, there's no protection. There's no real sense of timing and urgency there. So it's a little bit skewed. But I think his team periods and his 7-on-7, I think he's shown an improved ability to throw the ball.
Do you guys have, everyone's kind of noticed how much quicker the offense is getting to the ball and running plays. Do you guys have a set, maybe, time that you want in between snaps, or is it a goal that you want to hit?
It really depends on the play, because sometimes there might be a play that adjusts a little bit more than another. Sometimes there might be a defensive look that takes a little more time to get either handled or corrected. So it's a little bit hard to answer, although we do want to play with very good pace and tempo and try to put some pressure on the defense.
What does that trust your feet mean? That's what Eli mentioned a few times. You know, this offense, trust your feet.
Yeah, we want our footwork to match what's going on downfield. So if our footwork is such, and it's correct, if our footwork is such that it's telling you, okay, it's time to throw the ball, then we want to trust our feet and knowing that, okay, that's it's time to get rid of it or it's time to get out of there. So that's part of it. We don't want him standing back there and holding the ball and taking sacks. And we want him to take his drop and make sure that his feet are telling him, hey, it's time to do something, whether it's take off or throw it away.
How difficult is that? You got a guy who basically learned one way to do footwork for 2 years, and now you're telling, well, we got to change this.
Well, I think part of it is having an understanding and being comfortable where to go with the ball. And he is, he's got a receiver in the progression. And when we're going from the first read in the progression to the second to the third, our feet are telling him at which time to move on. So there's some transition from what he's done in the past, but everybody has some sense of timing in their offense, and it's just a matter of matching it, philosophy-wise with what we're doing.
But it seems like he's now having to adjust more quickly with everything. The call is coming in quicker. He's supposed to get to the line quicker, right? And so his internal clock has to be quicker, right?
Yeah, we'd like him to play faster and make quicker decisions, and that's part of it. So we're trying to, put some pressure on him to speed up, and then by doing so, we'll get some more pressure on the defense and make them adjust to us.
Puts pressure on the defense because they have to make a decision more quickly as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, have to play faster.
Did you have any preconceived notions on you know, coming into a new operation and, you know, coaching a two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback? Yeah,
a little bit. You know, not knowing him, and he's had some, you know, he's played very good football. I think he's been a true professional that way, really eager to continue to learn and progress and kind of see what's different and see what's new. So that's made it very easy. He's a worker. His preparation's excellent. He's in here early, stays late, and he's always asking questions. So that part of it's easy. You know, he's really a kind of a gym rat guy. He's always around, and he's interested and loves football. So that's made that part of it, that transition very good.
I'm sorry. Autonomy will he have at the line this year? I think last year he had a lot of ability to change a lot. Will that stay the same?
He'll have the ability to change and correct and adjust, mm-hmm. for sure, yes.